I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Paul Immig, Green and Gold analyst, joining us to chat a little bit of Green Bay Packers. Yes, the Packers continue to do what they do in Green Bay. I never thought I'd see the day when we would talk almost no Packers. So, Paul, you got to set us back on the right track here. Green Bay Packers at OTAs, man.
I guess that's a lot of pressure with Game 5 coming up tonight. Sitting, you know, talking to not only Kevin Holden, but to the guy whose tagline "Drew gets me ready" is even better than the "Better Call Paul" tagline. So that's a lot of pressure, man.
We learn for the best.
he literally, people run around the newsroom and they'll sing it randomly, and Drew's a very modest guy. Like, you know, I know that he has this jingle, but he would never sing it on his own. But everybody sings it to him.
So that works, so sure. I don't have to sing it.
Paul.
Yeah, I've seen the billboards, Drew. I mean, like, it's my, you know, when my father-in-law's over and CBS is on, and then they just can't get rid of you two faces sometimes. And I know Kevin doesn't have the jingle, which I think hurts maybe the marketability of one Mr. Holden, but at least you've got that part on lockdown, man.
It's a fun time in the studio. It's a fun time in the city with the Bucks, and it's a fun time in Green Bay because everything old is new again. Rodgers has a different tone, a different spring in his step. I'm not imagining that, right? Rodgers feels different right now.
I totally agree. And I think I'm going to equate it to, and we don't know the results of this yet, but I think I would partially equate it to, it was an overdue time for the defense to no longer be operated by Dom Capers. You knew it was probably 2 or 3 years too late, and that they should have hit the reset button sooner. I think you could equate that to Mike McCarthy, you know, and Bill Michaels and I obviously often talk about, you know, the 10-year window and, you know, some of the famous quotes from famous coaches who have talked about throughout the years, like, you know, 10 years in one place is sort of the magic number. And I think we could argue that that should have happened sooner. I think you can argue Ted Thompson was 2 or 3 years past. He stayed 2 or 3 years too long. So now that you do have Rodgers with a new GM, Mark Murphy taking on a much bigger role, obviously with LaFleur, a second-year defensive coordinator, and just a lot of new faces. Randall Cobb, gone. Jordy Nelson, gone. Clay Matthews, gone. Josh Sitton, a couple years gone. T.J. Lane, a couple years gone. Some of these guys retired. You know, some of his best friends and some of the guys that he was closest with and who I think you equate over the past decade with Packers football are now gone. So, you know, David Bakhtiari, you know, and Rodgers obviously having these drinking challenges at Pfizer Forum. That's a good relationship. You know, Corey Lindsley and Rodgers are close, and obviously the relationship we know between Davante Adams and Rodgers. But, you know, I think it was encapsulated well in that post-game comment that Aaron Rodgers stole from, what movie was that? Was that Dazed and Confused? When he said, I keep getting older and they keep staying the same age?
Yeah,
Dazed and Confused.
With Matthew McConaughey. Is that right?
Yep.
Yeah, so I think that's a good summation of sort of the situation. And I think, I believe, and I've told this to Bill, like, Bill, I have a little bit more optimism towards the Packers than he does. There was a recent power ranking that came out that had the Packers ranked second. And Bill, when I told Bill that, he said, come on, you've got to be kidding. There's no way that that's true. And I think, you know, it's easy that when we see what Rodgers has done over the past 2 years, which has not looked like the guy that we were used to from when he was age 33 and younger, he got injured, and then there was a setback, and then obviously the power struggles, you could call it, with the offense and McCarthy. But yeah, I think this is an opportunity, just like it was with getting Patton on the defense to reinvigorate, just like it was in getting a new GM to reinvigorate. LaFleur is now that answer. They didn't go with a defensive coach. They went with a 39-year-old offensive-minded head coach who was probably, when you looked at the initial candidate list, towards the back, you know, a one-year offensive coordinator for the Titans, you know, who preferred running the ball. Like, it doesn't exactly fit all the criteria that you might think. So, yeah, I think this is a chance for Rodgers to, I think, change the current arc of his legacy. I think, you know, when you get to the last 5-ish years of your career and you're a quarterback of Rodgers' stature, you do have to start to think about the legacy conversation. And, you know, I think this is sort of that moment for him where he's going to, seemingly already embracing the change, embracing the culture stuff that's different now, and and I believe will turn around this little, this little 2-year funk window that he's been in. I think this is the sort of the spark that he's going to need to turn that around and become the Rodgers that we all knew prior to 2017.
LaFleur is one thing, Paul, and I had to sit for a second to, process your answer. I had to think about that.
I was wondering what it is.
No, I mean, when there's a Paul Emig insight, sometimes I have to sit. I have to take it in, It's like...
Yeah, give it 5 seconds. It's a five-second rule.
I digest it. And now that I've digested it, I want to go to the other side of the ball, which is the other big change. All these great names, the names that have made Mike Pettine say... that you're making it easy on me by putting all these extra bodies here. And the question isn't so much about the big names coming in. I think we know that there is talent infused. I want to know about how this changes as a fan, this thought in the last 4 or 5 years that when there was this desperation for the offense to succeed, that every fifth round pick that got 2 tackles in a game, we turned into a cult hero because we wanted him to succeed. We don't have to do that anymore. Right, Paul?
Right, and I mean, I think Mike Pettine hit it pretty well earlier this week during his press conference, which was, running up and down the hallway, not really being able to believe that, apparently, to kind of paraphrase Mike Pettine, apparently Brian Gutekunst didn't think that they were a very good set of defensive coaches because they had to go out and give them a bunch of really good players to really turn things around. And he also said something that I've said recently, and it was good to hear Mike Pettine say out loud what I've kind of assumed about him and that I've been saying to Bill in recent weeks. I think there was just an understanding that, Clay Matthews is going to go down in Packers history. I mean, he's a very important member of this team over the past 10 years. You can certainly have the debate about how successful Nick Perry's 7-year run was as a first-round pick for the Packers. And there's some other pieces in there, too, that you could talk about. But they didn't necessarily fit, especially Matthews, as good as, obviously his career has fallen off a little bit in recent years. But as good as some of these guys could be in other systems, Mike Pettine wants to run this interchangeable, big athletes who you don't know when they line up in a certain spot what they're going to do. The Darius Smith, Preston Smith, and Rashawn Gary infusing especially the edge rushing group. But again, I think Pettine believes a little bit more so in, what I think you could call positionless football. He doesn't want you to think, this guy's going to rush from the edge and he's going to give you his bull rush move and that's it, or he's, this is like, he's going to, like, that was in reference to Nick Perry or with Matthews, he's got his one little hand swim move. Like with the influx of talent he has with the two Smiths and Rashawn Gary, and that's just sort of on the edge group, and there's other examples on defense. I think you kind of got to get to a point where this is more along the Mike Pettine mold, and will it work? TBD. We don't know, but if you're looking for reasons for optimism, or even really if you're just trying to take an honest look at it, I believe that this, and Mike Pettine, again, he did confirm it, so I guess I can stop saying I believe, that this is what he has needed to really implement the system he wanted to implement. And I think it's why when pretty much a whole new coaching staff was brought in this offseason with LaFleur, it's a reason they kept Pettine, because the first-year thing was, it was okay, it was fine, but you didn't really give him a chance to succeed with the types of guys you knew he would need eventually. And by bringing 3 of those in, 2 free agents at big money contracts, and then your first-round pick in Rashawn Gary, I think this is truly a chance for Pettine to show, how good he can be in Green Bay as a defensive coordinator.
Paul Emig, Green and Gold analyst, talking offense, talking defense. Paul, we always appreciate it. I know you'll be watching Game 5 tonight, and then we'll get back to some Packers stuff after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I guess we will talk TV another time.
Yeah, we'll do. Well, I got Drew here, and I don't want to corrupt his mind. If you start giving him shows to watch, he'll wander off and start watching them.
Oh, that sounds like a great idea, though.
But I mean, at work.
That is a true story.
Yeah, he'll just
enough.
Be gone.
Yeah, we'll do another time. But yeah, cool. Thanks, guys.
Emig, rock star. Thanks, man. That's Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. They work hard. You work hard. They treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them at 800-44-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.